Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Hasn't had the absolute land speed record in 42 years. And we started out, we partnered with the Air Force, Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, gave them a tire and a wheel to do finite element analysis. 5 years ago, partnered with Purdue University. They have a separate department, Purdue Propulsion. They're building our engine, which will be a zero emission. It'll run on 90% hydrogen peroxide. Basically 45,000 horsepower and capable of going over 1,000 miles an hour.
I saw John's eyes light up.
Oh my goodness.
So this, you know, one of the interesting little byproducts of me actually watching the Pensacola State College Board of Trustees meeting is... I will always find something interesting, meetings, no matter how mundane the meetings themselves are. There's always something weird happening. This is a guy. His name is Bill Marquardt. He is the president of Project Blackbird. It's a STEM education related program. And no big deal. He lives in Milton, and they're building the world's fastest car.
45,000 horsepower.
That's what he says.
Meteor rides.
45,000 horsepower. Wow. It's going to run on hydrogen peroxide.
The stuff that comes in.
The stuff you rinse your canker sores out with, your mouth out, your wounds and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the science. I'm assuming it's true. But he was brought in, and apparently it was Zach Smith who brought him into the Board of Trustees meeting. So, you know, as I have many times said, when no matter how many times somebody's wrong, if they get something right, they get something right. And credit, because I think it was Zach Smith who brought him to the board. Anyway, it's based in East Milton. They're partnered with FSU to work on this thing. And one thing that came up is it's not the Bonneville Salt Flats, which is where you think of all of this, like, fast car testing stuff. But it's actually the Alvord Dry Lake or Desert in Oregon because, get this, the Bonneville Salt Flats are not long enough.
Ooh, I want to ride. Oh, my gosh.
They need more room, and apparently the one in Oregon is the one that they're going to use.
What you have to do to be a FIA record at the Federation of International Automobiles, they make it difficult. You have to go two ways within an hour. In our case, we have to refuel with hydrogen peroxide, turn the car around, and do the same thing. But it's fairly, what we're shooting for first is the record right now is 763 miles an hour. But we'd like to get something over 800 just to start with. And like I said, it's the car is capable of, I think it's 1,022 miles an hour.
The car is capable of, I don't know, maybe 1,022. I love how he talks about 800 miles an hour as a tester.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to, you know, limber up at 800 miles an hour. That's amazing.
Wow.
And by the way, I know the audio quality is not great, but it's like these meetings are, they don't stream these meetings. I had to ask for a recording and, you know, they were very great. Sheila Nichols was great at getting me the information. It's how we got the clips from Zach Smith and Andrew Hobbs talking about all the things we've talked about the last couple of days. The future of PBS at WSRE, also the attacks on Ed Meadows that Zach Smith seems to be engaging in. But, you know, this, I just thought this was a fascinating, that's why I was sharing, I was saving this one for today because I thought this was so fascinating. It's not so much a matter of the engine, it's a matter of the body of the device.
It's mostly an exercise in aerodynamics. And the drag coefficient is less than, let's say, a Mazda Miata. So, and the car is 37 feet long, 35 inches high, and 24 inches wide.
So it's, what do you say? It's 37 feet long, 35 inches high, so 3 feet high and 2 inches, or 2 feet wide.
Yeah.
So it's got a cross section about half a sheet of plywood. No, not even.
Not
2x3,
even.
Like a quarter of a sheet of plywood. And it's 37 feet long, and it's got a an aerodynamic signature comparable to a Mazda Miata.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Yeah, zoom, 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 zoom.
I had to.
Yes, you did.
I definitely had to.
You're going in a straight line. There's no vegetation. It's smooth as a billiard table. What we're doing with hydrogen peroxide, it's the most expensive propellant. That one run is about $21,000 in hydrogen peroxide and 90% hydrogen peroxide. But it's the safest thing to use.
$21,000 a run. Oof.
Yeah, no wonder in Milton I can't find any.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a purity amount. You know, it's a concentration.
But still.
And he said that the fire suppression system, the onboard fire suppression system, is just water.
No foam, no.
Oh, it's just water.
Just
because if you spray the water on the hydrogen peroxide, I suppose it dilutes it to a safe non-combustible. So you just carry your bottled water with you.
Man, I thought my 500 horsepower car was a lot.
Dadgum. I know. Anyway, so I hope this turns out. Sounds like a cool thing. I'd never heard of it before, and I wanted to share it with you. Kind of, you know, like, hey, look, Milton's building a world-class speed skating facility. The what? You know, oh, okay. Oh, somebody texts in and says, you know, Chief Frank is salivating at the speeding ticket she could have given. Well, unfortunately, they're going to run it in Oregon and not here, but, you know, okay. 717 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic for you, John.
That's right. Still dealing with an accident that happened on the southbound of Scenic and Summit. We're seeing some delays in the southbound area right there. Let's take a look at I-10 right now. I-110 are looking good. If you're on Davis Highway, traffic is backed up all the way to the hospital right now, approaching Olive Road. So be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I still love how much your eyes lit up.
Oh, I was just like, yes.
20,000.
And I'll even slim down to fit in, you know?
It's not built for you.
I know, but still.
I'll do it. Make it work. I mean, okay. It's Miata size. How bad can it be? All right, 717 here on News Radio 92.3. Speaking of fast cars, see what I'm going to do here? Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used vehicles. Probably not thousands of horsepower, although you never know what they might have. I mean, you know, anything is possible. I don't want to rule the possibility out if it might actually be there. But I'm guessing it won't put out that kind of, you know, 45,000 horsepower. Anyway, if you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. And one of the things about Frontier is that they know you don't really want to be there unless you're John and you're weird. But if, you know, you go and you might want to look at a bunch of different things. And for example, let's say you want to buy a sports car. They have, you know, dozens of sports cars. And you might think, I don't know if I can afford that. Well, how do you know? I mean, go look. Maybe you can't. I don't know. Maybe you can. Maybe it's a stretch. Maybe it's a reasonable stretch. Maybe it's a thing you can put on the list from like in 6 months. I don't know. But go drive a few and find out. Because, you know, sometimes you're like, I don't know if I'd really like a sports car. And then you drive one, you're like, I'd really like a sports car. And that's fine. So go to Frontier Motors, test drive a few vehicles, whether it's a sedan or an SUV or a sports car or a pickup truck, whatever. They've been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSIA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, 722 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Somebody texts in at 437-1620 that fastest car in the world at 1,000 miles an hour in that cross section isn't a car, it's an arrow, right?
Right.
Somebody else says, well, would it make a sonic boom? Yes.
Oh, it'll go boom, all
oh,
right.
Yes, it will. It will definitely make a sonic boom once it reaches, you know, that 700 miles an hour-ish vicinity, right? Oh. Depending... The speed of sound depends on the atmospheric conditions, so that's why I say ish. All right, joining us now by phone, we have the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, Dave Greenwood. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. Anything interesting or, I suppose, scary, any weird stuff from this week or relatively easy week for your lifeguards?
I'm happy to say there's no scary tales to report.
Excellent.
We've had a good week, and you know the crowd levels are winding down, and so are the lifeguard staffing. But we're well staffed on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. We've got all the Gulf Front beaches open. I'm happy to say we're looking forward to a great weekend. We had some rain yesterday and today, but expect skies to clear up later on, and looks to be a great beach weekend.
Outstanding.
Gulf should be fairly calm.
Yeah, I see. I mean, the storms are, like, right now we're kind of in a gap zone, but it looks like there's to our east and to our west. Of course, it's moving east. Yesterday, as you said, was kind of rough, but those storms, we're not expecting them to make the surf any more dangerous than it normally is. It's, you know, probably green or yellow flags. Is that right?
The Gulf's fairly calm, so however, always exercise caution when you go into the Gulf waters.
Absolutely. Amen. Anything else you want us to know this weekend, Dave, if we're heading out to the beach?
Plenty of sunscreen and hydrate very well.
Always, dude. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you so much for the time on a Friday. I appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Yes, sir. 7:24 here on News Radio 92.3. Dave, a different Dave, this always messes me up every single time. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, thank you very much for that wonderful introduction there, Andrew.
You've got a great name.
You know, it's served me well over the years.
Go on.
So President Trump has now signed an executive order allowing a Chinese company to sell TikTok to a group of American investors. Under the deal. You're a few weeks late to go viral on it, Andrew. I'm sorry to say.
Can I interrupt you for just a second to tell you I did this to my son, my 16-year-old yesterday, and I went into his room and I said, hey, how many servings? Because I'm making hamburgers and fries yesterday. And he's like, how many servings of fries do you want? And he said three. And I said, are you sure you don't want 6, 7? And he looked at me.
Did you get the look?
Oh, I definitely did.
I did it too.
You were growing horns. And what did your kids do? Right?
He gave me the look.
And, like, and then he did the you know the symbol for a bobbled ball, the kind of hand paddles opposite each other. He gave me that symbol gesture, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I can't even explain this." And I'm like, "Well," he's like, "Well, you do that at the same time." And I said, "You do that gesture when you say the thing." And he's like, "Yeah." And I said, "Okay, I'm leaving now."
Yeah, I got the weird look.
But so. I definitely told him my goal is to make it so uncool by doing it that I'll force him to adopt other language. Anyway, go ahead, David. Just you made me think of that.
Way, at least,
now that now 40% of kids get their news from TikTok and 65% of them think of it as their primary search engine. End of the Republic kind of stuff. But back to the deal you were talking about.
So where was I on that?
I don't know. I took the long way
around. I
don't know.
Some Americans are buying TikTok. In other news, thousands of people are expected to protest in New York City today against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to the UN. Organizers want Netanyahu to be arrested for war crimes. And Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is ordering hundreds of U.S. admirals and generals to head to Virginia for a meeting. The reason for the meeting unclear, but multiple reports say it'll take place at Quantico.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much, David. Other David. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Let's see here. We're still dealing with the accident that happened at Scenic and Summit. It's impacting the southbound lanes of Scenic right there, so just be aware of that. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are actually still looking good right now. Not seeing any delays there. And Highway 90, 98, all look good. John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, and my son was also very eager to assure me that I was a solid 2 weeks behind in my slang.
Oh, yeah. I got that, too.
Okay, fair enough.
You're not alone, my friend.
Oh, my goodness.
We try.
What else do we have going on? Oh, Nathan Boyles, the relatively newly installed District 3 representative. Of course, he was at the Santa Rosa County delegation meeting the other day. He showed up at the Milton City Council meeting, and I thought, you know, his comments at the Milton City Council meeting were sort of, he was basically just going and introducing himself and presenting himself and doing the rounds of local political bodies.
It's a newbie. They put you
talking about being, you know, if you've not been to the Capitol, how's the way I want to describe this? You know how sometimes in the Bay Center, if you don't know your way around the Bay Center, especially you're trying to go from this meeting to that meeting, up to down and the ramp and the little back behind the backseat middle on the hump and all that, like, you can easily get lost, or maybe not lost so much as not find what you're trying to get to. Trust me that the Pensacola Bay Center is child's play compared to the Capitol. The Capitol is genuinely designed to... I mean, I don't think they built it to thwart if somebody ever got inside and was like, you know, wanted to do bad things, but it definitely would because you cannot find your way around. So anyway, they were asking him how he's learning his way around. And
as a newbie, they put you all the way up in the top of the tower. I think I'm on the 11th or 12th floor. So as y'all know, and I'll just note this quickly, I came in as what they call a red shirt freshman, and so I don't have a class. So it's me, and there's one other Republican that got sworn in at the same time as I, so we're a class of two, which means we'll ultimately, in a year's time, we'll have a class, and so we'll be, what's the saying in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king, and so we'll at least know where the bathrooms are in a year's time, but for...
I love that. I mean, he's right. You know, he's got a little edge on whoever gets, you know, wins in November, assuming that he also does. And that's because there was one other seat that was opened up because people taken from their legislative posts in order to fill other things because they ran for Congress. Can I just tell you, I picked up on this. I love that he's got such impeccable grammar.
As y'all know, and I'll just note this quickly, I came in as what they call a red shirt freshman, and so I don't have a class. So it's me, and there's one other Republican that got sworn in at the same time as I.
At the same time as I. That's correct. That's correct, because it's as I did.
And that makes Andrew happy.
It does make me so, because most people would say got sworn in at the same time as me, which is not correct. All right, on to other things. Oh, did you see Condé Nast has featured Bruce Beach as one of its cool places, Bright Ideas in Travel 2025? I kid you not. If you go to the actual page and look up the article, it's got all these places kind of all over the world that are, you know, they think interesting enough to note attention. I mean, there's a thing in Pakistan, for goodness sake. Like, it's out of the whole world, Condé Nast Traveler Bright Ideas in Travel came out as something they launched back in 2022, and now Bruce Beach and the $12 million put in there to revitalize beachfront access, preserve the important focus of America's Black history. Of course, a place where at one time it was about the only place where, you know, Black locals could go and enjoy the water and the pool and all the stuff that was there. So just kind of a fascinating, oh, hey, by the way, Pensacola. So, you know, we'll take it. We'll take all the recognition we can get. If it means we get $5,000 a seat cruise ships come here, cool. They're coming here. That's a compliment. We'll take it.
I'm CJ Papa. James Comey is the first former FBI director ever to be slapped with criminal charges. He's expected to turn himself in today.
The indictment accuses Comey of lying when he told the panel he had not authorized anyone at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the case. Comey's attorney says in a new statement, Jim Comey denies the charges filed today in their entirety. We look forward to vindicating him in the courtroom.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Comey's arraignment set for October 9th in Alexandria, Virginia. President Trump posting on Truth Social this morning, James Comey is a dirty cop. President Trump pushing back on Israel.
I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. No, I will not allow it.
That's ahead of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech at the UN General Assembly set for 9 a.m. Eastern. The Palestinian delegation will reportedly walk out during the address. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 75 degrees in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. A proposed RV park near Garcon Point in Santa Rosa County causing some concern among residents. A 10-acre lot owned by a developer since 2019 has drawn opposition from neighbors who packed a recent county commission meeting voicing frustrations. Residents argue that the RV park might disrupt the rural character of the community, citing narrow roads and safety concerns during emergencies. Also expressed fears that a breakdown of an RV could even hinder evacuation efforts if necessary. The project must still navigate regulatory hurdles, including assessments from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. Commissioners say that they are monitoring the situation. Escambia High School has now been selected as one of 25 finalists in T-Mobile's Friday night 5G lights competition. The school won $25,000, and they've got a chance to compete for a $1 million stadium upgrade. Their voting on that contest is open until October 24th. You do have to have a valid email address, and if you do, you can vote once per day. PSC trustee Zach Smith raising some concerns about leadership at the college.
Obviously, I appreciate all the good that Dr. Meadows has done for the community. I think we've seen that on display here today. But to be frank, last week, Dr. Meadows and I have had some difficult conversations. And I do think there are certain areas of the college where Dr. Meadows has not been providing adequate oversight.
At a recent PSC Board of Trustees meeting, Smith told the board he was concerned that Dr. Meadows maybe hadn't provided enough oversight into making sure the college isn't spending money on anything DEI related. He also raised concerns about his involvement with Achieve Escambia, an organization dedicated to providing educational opportunities for all children. But Smith said the organization's website appeared to support DEI initiatives. Smith also serves on the UWF Board of Trustees. He was previously in the center of the controversy that resulted in former university president Dr. Martha Saunders' ouster. Now, today marks 1 year since Hurricane Helene hit North Florida. The Category 4 storm made landfall in Taylor County near Perry this date last year. The Big Bend and parts of the Panhandle sustained power outages, flooding, and tree damage in the storm. National Weather Service said it had storm surge that measured more than 15 feet. A family seeking answers after their relative died while riding the Stardust Racers at Florida's Epic Universe earlier this month. The 32-year-old Kevin Rodriguez Zavala was found unresponsive. He later died at a hospital after suffering what the Orange County Medical Examiner confirmed to be multiple blunt force injuries. The manner of death was determined to be an accident. So far, not a lot of details about the blunt impact injuries have been released. Rodriguez Zavala's family says they want full transparency and records to understand the circumstances. It is 7:35 here at News Radio 92.3, and John's got to check on our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We just had an accident happen on I-10 westbound. It's backed up just east of the Escambia Bay Bridge. There was a crash in the median at mile marker number 20, and it's blocking the inside lane. So thank you for the tip on that one. Also, Avalon Boulevard going southbound toward I-10, seeing some delays there. And it looks like Highway 90 headed southbound into Pensacola actually just cleared up. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay in that area. And also Davis Highway southbound, traffic is backed up past the hospital trying to get you to Olive Road. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at those wet conditions coming to an end as you head into the end of your morning. We're going to be seeing a much calmer afternoon, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. Going into Saturday, beautiful start to the day with some drier feeling air, high near 87 in the afternoon, plenty of sunshine. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Beautiful on Sunday as well, plenty of sunshine, high near 89, and by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got 73 degrees, partly cloudy. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump has announced the U.S. will impose a new round of tariffs starting October 1st, including a 100% tariff on pharmaceutical drugs, a 30% duty on upholstered furniture, and a 30% levy on heavy trucks and more. Trump added the 100% tariff on pharmaceutical drugs will not apply to companies building manufacturing plants in the U.S. Investors are awaiting the release of August personal consumption expenditures price index out in 10 minutes. Economists expect the print to reflect an uptick in inflation as markets continue to price in 2/4 point rate cuts at the Fed's upcoming meetings. A federal judge has preliminarily approved Anthropic's offer to pay $1.5 billion to settle a class action lawsuit with a group of authors. The lawsuit alleged that the AI startup illegally downloaded books from pirated databases. Futures are currently mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 173, the NASDAQ down 113. That's your money now.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as In Weekly's Best of the Coast Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
All right, next on our agenda is our continuing discussion of the board structure and code of conduct. Councilman Powers.
I went through after the last meeting where we were discussing this, and I took out a lot of the stuff that was in here that we had discussed about the behavior and the comments back and forth to the council, and, you know, basically took out a lot of the stuff that could potentially infringe on citizens' free speech rights. I think that was an appropriate thing to do.
I heard that somebody maybe talked about it as being, you know, like vaguely unconstitutional, and so I I cleaned up the code of conduct, you know, the code of conduct that originally told you that when you showed up at the Milton City Council meeting, you had to click your heels and salute towards the direction of the City Council and bow before them and lay your tribute to animals or jewels at their feet in order to get permission to speak and never say a crossword about them. I only exaggerate slightly. No. So Tom Powers, look, to his credit, and, you know, generally to the credit of the Milton City Council, they have mostly backed off all the nonsense that was originally in the board code of conduct rules that, I mean, really did have things like be sure to properly honor the accomplishments of the city council members and not disparage them. Or I just, my brain. And, you know, a couple of the good city council members like Casey Powell pushed back and said, but you've sworn an oath to the Constitution, though, right? You remember that part? So, yeah, anyway.
What I was hoping to convey when I said it a while ago was that, you know, let's get it to the lawyer. Let's get it to Mr. Adams. Have him review it. Make the tweaks to make it acceptable to the state so we don't get put in jail. That would not be a good night.
We're worried that maybe we're going to get thrown in jail for making this code of conduct, so have the lawyer protect us, please. No, I mean, he's joking, but also not so much. Anyway, I've read the chopped-down version, and they're still not done with this, but they have gradually eliminated most of the ridiculous pieces. So, you know, to their credit, why it took so long or so many versions. I mean, we're on, like, the eighth version now. It's so wild. But they did have a very interesting, and I mean this genuinely, they had a very interesting conversation around the residency requirement. You know, that you, should you or shouldn't you have to actually be a resident of the city of Milton in order to sit on a board? And for a small city, you know, what, 5,000 people-ish, that's not an unreasonable question to ask. And, you know, the basic tension is that people who are residents are invested, but also there's only so many of us. And so do you have enough people to really produce the kind of membership on these boards that you want? Plus, there's other people that don't maybe live here, but also have businesses or who work here or who care about Milton, but they might live just outside the city or whatever. Anyways, it's an interesting discussion. Robert Leake.
And then residents of Santa Rosa County. What about our property owners and business owners that live in another county that possibly...
That's how it's set up right now. Yeah. And we do have a few board members that live in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. My thoughts on that is you're more likely to dedicate the time and effort really to Santa Rosa County and Milton if you live in the county. I'm okay if you guys want to leave it open to surrounding counties as well. It was just a first pass on it.
Yeah, because apparently, I mean, there are people who are from Escambia that sit on some of the boards already. And so this question of that was Tom Powers is the one who's kind of proposing this. And that was his response. You know, we don't sort of the do we want Escambia County carpetbaggers on our boards? Do we want Navarre carpetbaggers? Oh, somebody texted me 11,000's population. So my fault. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to suddenly cut your population in half. Anyway, Robert Leake continues.
Well, it was, you know, there are members that do own property and properties within the city limits. So, you know, I didn't know if anybody felt any way about that. If you wanted to open it up to, you know, not all members of Escambia County, but possibly members that have or citizens that have an invested interest within the city of Milton.
Yeah, I mean, these are the fair considerations. By the way, this phrase, people had any sort of feelings about that? You know, that's apparent. This is not an expression I use, but apparently it means if you feel negatively about it, you feel unhappy about it, you disapprove. It's a weird phrase. People who have any, I've heard Gavin Hawthorne use that same phrase. I guess I just run in the wrong circles to hear this one. 6-7. But anyway, Heather Lindsay, the mayor of Milton, warning everybody against the dangers of the outsiders.
I remember getting feedback, though, that if we keep it so open, you know, potentially everyone on a board could be from Escambia County. So why would we want that? People in Milton want Milton residents making decisions. That's why they elect you to be their council members. So the people you appoint to board should be invested in Milton. If they're not actually residents, I get it. There are some people who just own property in Milton or they have a business in Milton, and that's great. There are plenty of people who don't live in the city limits who are deeply invested in Milton proper. But I would caution you that if you keep the eligibility so open that you run the risk too many people too distant from Milton roots, I think that the voters would not like that.
I think a lot of people have that sentiment. You know, if you can't really know a place unless you live there, there's a certain level of accountability. If you live there, it's why we require typically in most circumstances politicians to live in the place that they represent. Although there are some weird rules about that too, even that, you know, surprise people. But on the other hand, you can be losing good candidates if you require them to be residents. You know, you might look at because it's not the who's possible, but who actually applies. And let's say you get 5 applicants and 4 of them live in the city, but they're, I don't know, dolts. You know, and then there's one smart person, but they happen to live in Pace. What do you do? By the way, this has been a long conversation in Milton. It comes up periodically in terms of who can speak at the public forum and identifying yourself as a resident or not a resident. I mean, there's kind of, it's always in the backdrop. I will say this. There's also one theory, which is that you suffer the consequences, right? If you live in a place, you suffer the consequences of making bad policies. And though I'm kind of reluctant to mention it, I suppose some politicians might also prefer to have people on boards that they have a little bit of power over because they're residents, that they have the ability to affect their lives, you know, and maybe control them a little bit more. So there's all different kinds of reasons that people might advocate for the resident rule policy, but they're having a good conversation about it. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the 5s. John?
That's right. I-10 westbound from Avalon all the way through to the just east of the Escambia Bay Bridge entrance. We had an accident a little bit earlier. Traffic is still basically at a standstill right now at Avalon Boulevard, which is causing Avalon to back up. So just be aware of that. And let's see here. If you are on Highway 29, just south of 9 Mile Road, headed all the way down to I-10, I'm seeing some major, major congestion delays in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you're thinking about working on a home improvement project or maybe you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place. For anybody anywhere along this sort of range, because people like me who really can't stand home improvement stuff, they're great for the advice, they're great for the materials. People who build things for a living and love this stuff, they're great for the materials, great for the advice. Also, by the way, you know, one of the things I mention sometimes is that Pensacola Hardware really tries to have the best stuff. That means you won't always have them to be the cheapest, okay? Because they'd rather sell quality than just sell cheapest. And somebody texted me and said, Andrew, I buy from Pensacola Hardware all the time as a contractor, and they save me hundreds of dollars all the time on materials. You sort of occasionally mentioning that they might be higher price might be misleading people. Okay, I take the note, and which, of course, I know that's true because, you know, they work in bulk. They provide so much all the time that they can really be the best for folks. But, yeah, they speak your language. If you go in there, if you're a contractor, you're not going to have to bring a translator with you to make sure that they understand what's that code, what's that problem, do I even know what those things are? They know. You know, they've been doing this since 1851. I mean, obviously not these particular people, but the family and the legacy and the institutional knowledge is unbelievable at Pensacola Hardware. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. 7:49 on News Radio 92.3. All right, back to this conversation in Milton. I thought a very interesting conversation. I don't think it has easy answers. you sometimes have this question about, like, police officers. You know, should police officers be residents of the city? And typically the answer is no, but you raise the question, you know, should the police chief or the fire chief live in the city? Well, you know, what if they live 5 miles outside? Well, slower to respond. What about the city administrator? Should the city administrator have to live in the city? Well, that limits your pool. But again, are they available to quickly and easily involve themselves in whatever has to be done? I mean, it's a complicated question. And the dimensions of the question of residency requirements for boards or elected officials or for, you know, employees or chiefs and department heads, I don't think it's so easy to answer. So I appreciated them having this conversation. Let's see, Heather Lindsay, where was I at here? Yeah, okay. Back to the conversation between Robert Leak and Heather Lindsay about this. Why should we? Maybe we shouldn't.
It's yeah, just, not just saying that I don't agree with you or anything. You know, it was just a question to see, you know, because we do have board members that do not live in Santa Rosa County that are currently serving, right?
I just don't understand why that is, but I guess that was allowed at some point in the past. But for years, I wondered why they weren't all Milton residents. I was told, well, we need to broaden it to Santa Rosa County for certain positions.
Which, again, is one of the arguments. You get a broader base of applicants, so you have, you know, more likelihood that you'll find great ones.
But I think most people assume that the people on the boards are rooted here in Milton in one way or the other, and they're not Escambia County or Okaloosa County or South End. So.
And even duration of residency. Sometimes you have, like, for elected officials, they have to have lived there a year or two. Or, you know, can somebody serve on the board when they first move to town, you know, when they don't know anything yet about the area?
Can't exclude everybody just because we're doing this, but we should absolutely say our priority is to the citizens of Milton, because that's what we're there for in the first place.
That's Larry McKee. Back to Robert Lee.
But that would still be bringing, you know, somebody from Navarre,
Navarre.
That's no different than Pensacola applying. You know, someone from Navarre don't really have any interest in Milton. I mean, maybe a zip code.
But then again, if somebody is interested in being on a board, you know, of some kind, that by definition means they do have an interest. Casey Powell.
Also agree. I think, personally, resident of the city of Milton is top priority. That's who we want to be on these boards because, you know, they vote. They make the decisions ultimately, you know, at the polls for us, mm-hmm. And to put us here. And I think that should be our priority. I don't disagree that, you know, there are times that we need to open it up to a broader base.
Yeah. And, you know, Ed Spears proposed maybe a tiered system where, you know, people who live in the city get first preference. If you can't find any qualified or people who live in the county would be second preference or within a 20-mile vicinity. People who live outside the county, you know, those fuzzy furriners from across the river in Escambia County. You know, there's all kinds of different ways to process this. Also, there was a whole other conversation that they had in Milton. Again, had to do with electoral politics. And I think the reason I bring this up, because I know most of you don't live in Milton. But the same issues for the Escambia County Commission or the Santa Rosa County Commission boards that they might have, or the city of Pensacola or Gulf Breeze, right? And by the way, there was something that Heather Lindsay brought up I thought was a fascinating question. Should they get rid of the wards system? You know, you have four wards and two members from each ward. It's an eight-person board plus the mayor, who's a tiebreaker. It's a relatively unique and weird system. But, you know, should you even get rid of the wards system?
We even need to have wards. If everyone's voted on by every resident of the city of Milton, then why do we have a ward residency requirement? Why not allow it to be simply a residency requirement within the city of Milton? So I guess my big picture question is,
because they're all voted for at large,
is the value that we're serving by having specific residency requirements by ward? And I'm not saying that that's good or bad. I'm just asking. Do you want to make it broader so that it doesn't matter what neighborhood you live in? As long as you're a resident of the city of Milton, you're eligible to be on the ballot. And there are a certain number of seats that get voted on, and it doesn't matter where you live.
Frankly, I agree with this. I think the ward system is a little weird, especially the way it's done in Milton. Here's what I would propose. If you're going to keep an eight-member council, which they also talked about size of council, if you're going to keep an eight-member council, here's how you do it. There are four seats up every 2 years. And you just have a total jungle election, and the top four vote getters get the four seats. So it's not person against person. It's just everybody against everybody. And then the people you like the best, you vote for them. And whoever gets the most second, third, and fourth number of votes, those people get the seats. Anyway, I'm interested to see how this all plays out. But it was a fascinating discussion as a political science nerd, I was captivated. John Pickens has traffic for. Oh no, sorry, not yet, John.
No. Come on over to the.
No, instead, I don't want to go early because people might not catch it because they tuned in late.
Oh, that's right.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in Milton, or you want to get out of Milton, or you want to get into Milton, people move both ways. Okay. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty can help you with that. Buying a beach home, buying a vacation rental, moving to the country, whatever the case may be, you're gonna eat a lot of peaches. Sorry, it's the song. Anyway, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty can help you with that. They sell three and a half, four homes every single week, about 165 last year. I'm sure on track to do something relatively similar this year. What do you have to say yes to? What don't you have to say yes to? What can't you say you have to have? All the stuff that comes from that level of experience. Plus, she's just fun to be around. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. All right, now traffic on the Fives with John Pickens.
Fine. All right, so I-10 westbound, just west of Avalon Boulevard, right before you get onto the Scambia Bay Bridge, we've got an accident that's basically they've shut down both lanes right now and is backing up way onto Avalon Boulevard and past Avalon Boulevard on I-10 westbound, so just be prepared for that. If you can, take Highway 90 or an alternate route to get there. Let's see here. Other than that, that's the only other accident we're worried about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Making it to work on time? No points. Holding the door? Still no points. Remembering trash day? You guessed it, no points. But with the Penair Rewards MasterCard, you can get 20,000 points and no balance transfer fees for opening a new card and doing your everyday shopping. Every swipe after? More points, more rewards, more reasons to swipe. Start earning today at penair.org/creditcards. 20,000 bonus points awarded to new rewards cardholders after the qualifying spend in the first 90 days. Insured by NCUA.
Stop settling for weak sound. It's time to level up your game and bring the boom. Hit the town with the ultra-durable LG X-Boom portable speaker and enjoy vibrant sound wherever you go. Elevate your listening experience to new heights because, let's be real, your music deserves it. The future of sound is now with LG X-Boom. And for a limited time, save 25% at LG.com with code FALL25. Bring the boom. X-Boom.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, A.A. Ron, where are you? Where is A.A. Ron right now?
I love that. I'm sorry, I love it. A.A. Ron.
Timothy. All right, 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody got really excited about my President's United States of America reference. Well done. I'm glad you enjoyed that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, there's thousands of people that'll be protesting in New York City today against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his visit to the UN. He's set to speak here before too long. But the protesters want him to be arrested for war crimes in connection to the war with Gaza. James Comey says his heart is broken for the Justice Department after his recent indictment. The former FBI director indicted yesterday for allegedly giving false testimony to Congress. And Andrew, two people are recovering from injuries in Northern California after being attacked by a squirrel.
It's risky. He's a killer. He's got big
real.
Teeth.
Yes.
The Marin Humane Society says it got its reports within 24 hours earlier this month of two separate women who were bit by an aggressive squirrel north of San Francisco.
You know, if I were protesting Benjamin Netanyahu outside of the UN, how I would do it.
You're listening to News Radio 92.